بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله شیخ ابو الحضر شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ وبرکاتہ کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. موضوع ہے کیا کہوں رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہوں فغاں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہوں فغاں. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہوں فغاں ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغاں ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں. دوست تو یہ درد دل کا بوستاں دوست تو یہ درد دل کا بوستاں ہے عطائے دوست بہرے دوستاں ہے عطائے دوست بہرے دوستاں. جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسماں رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسماں. سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زماں سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زماں ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا. جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں. جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جسم خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستاں جسم خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستاں. دل میرا مستر رہے تیرے لیے دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں. جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں. ہو مبارک
تجھ کو اے آہو فغاں ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. دوست تو یہ درد دل کا بوستا ہے عطا دوست بہر دوستا. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستا جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Harib Billah Rumi Zaman Tabriz Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us here that why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here. If we gain that great wealth, why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even the skies will envy such people. And as beautifully it is said, that the beauty of the skies are the beautiful stars. Allah ta'ala says, Inna zayyanna as-samaa'a ad-dunya bi zinatin al-kawakib. We have beautified the stars with all the skies with all the beautiful stars. But what is the beauty of the earth? The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even the skies, look at them, more beautiful than the stars. How will we get this? Hazrat explains in this beautiful bayan, Rash karta hai zami par asma. That even the skies, they envy the earth with such great envy, that what great people are living on this earth. And this is what we should be desiring from these gatherings, to learn how to love a qabile rashk zindagi. That such a life that people envy, and that life can only be envied which is connected to the giver of life, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then accordingly a person will get a qabile rashk maut, that now his death will come with that envious death. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this is what we come to learn here, and this is what we should be desiring and making dua for, and how to get this. Hazrat is explaining in this beautiful bayan. And then see what a stage the friends of Allah Ta'ala reach. Their enjoyment of life is something else. Our enjoyment of life is totally artificial. All the artificial things of dunya, which is no enjoyment whatsoever. So Hazrat is explaining here, Kya kahu main darde dil ki daasta, jis ki barkat se mile aao fuha. That, oh friends, what can I tell you the story of the pain of the love of Allah? That which I got from my beloved Shaykh, from the company of the friends of Allah, what did I get from their heart which penetrated my heart? That pain of the love of Allah. When that came into my heart, I can't even tell you the story. In other words, being punctual in the majalis, then doing what they are told us to do, our zikr, etc. And most important, following their lifestyle, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explained, what is the story of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That through the barakat of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realized and I got the great gift of aho fuha. Ah, that all the time a person takes that deep sigh of regret. That I passed so many years of my life in ghaflat, in unmindfulness. In other words, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the path of istighfar, the path of tawbah. And the part of then, fuha, that all the time you cry. And today, myself, very weak in this, we don't cry for ourselves, our own sins, and we don't cry for the ummah. But we'll just condemn the ummah is involved in this guna, that guna. But we have to be crying about ourselves, first of all. That never forget ourselves, that Allah keep us firm on the path of hidayat, save us from his disobedience. And then whoever we see, if we're doing wrong, we should feel hurt about it. But first make dua for that person. We shouldn't just be condemning the person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this is what the great wealth to get here is. That aw fuha. That all the time a person looks at his own life. And never ever think that, no, I am a friend of Allah. I am very pious. No, all the time, the more you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more they regret about their past life. That we could be more closer to Allah. We could be more closer. So Allah Akbar, as the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that at the time of tahajjud when Allah Ta'ala wakes us up, then kabhi aitirafi kusoor hai, kabhi taato ka surur hai. That sometimes I get the enjoyment of acknowledging my uselessness and my faults in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in front of Allah, whether we acknowledge it or not, Allah knows our ins and outs. But we have to show that in front of Allah, that, oh Allah, how we have wasted this great gift of life you have given us. And then sometimes, kabhi ta'atu ka surur hai. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes give you the enjoyment of dua, that your tears start flowing in that dua. How you enjoy that dua. So Hazrat explains that, ho mubarak tujhko e aao fuha, unki janib se karam paya aya. That now when a person realizes the great blessings of istighfar, of regret, and then crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you say mubarak, that oh, such great gift that I have received through the barakat of my mashayikh, through the barakat of my shaykh, learn to look at my own faults and make my islah, and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. This is a very blessed gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying that now you will appreciate and say, what a blessed gift, O Allah. That we see because of this gift of crying to Allah, now from Allah Ta'ala's side, just karam, the very special favors of Allah are pouring upon such people. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time they are flying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by what? Not really by ibadat, more by the pain of the heart, the pain of their own love and the concern of the whole ummah all the time. And crying for the ummah, crying for ourselves. Allah give me just a glimpse of this reality and give us tawfiq that we cry over our past life and daily make istighfar and tawbah. We see this was the condition of all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam saying to Allah Ta'ala, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh Allah, you can take us to task. If you take us, we are your slaves. We are your servants. You have the right. You know our ins and outs. But you are so kind. You are ghaffar. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reciting this ayat in tahajjud namaz, whole night crying for the ummah. So how much shouldn't myself at least think of ourselves and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Fazal says, Jab sunoge daas ka aashika, phir milegi tumko bazme dosta. That everybody desires, I should have a majlis, etc. But Hazrat says, the procedure is, that first you come and sit in the company of the friends of Allah, like humble servants, and keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, that see their way of life, listen to what they are telling us, and make dua that, oh Allah, that noor of your love and your pain that is in the heart, let it penetrate my heart. Then see after a while how Allah will give you a Mubarak gathering. And Allah will give you such blessed gatherings that now you will be surprised, you talking of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually we come here to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for no ulterior motive, no, not even the desire that I must also have a majlis. We not fit for this in any way whatsoever. It is only Allah Ta'ala's special favors. But Hazrat is explaining that when we see the friends of Allah, all the big gatherings, we say, what a nice gathering. But Hazrat says that first you have to listen to the friends of Allah and follow their lifestyle. Then you'll see these gatherings come alive in the ummah. Dosto ye hai darde dil ka bosta, hai atai dost behre dosta. That Hazrat is saying that, oh friends, that this Mubarak gathering, this is the gardens of the pain of the love of Allah, where here you will learn what is the real essence of life. The real essence of life is all the time to be worried, to have that gum and pain. Oh Allah, are you happy with me or not? Today myself, let me think, did I have a moment pass in my life today? Said, oh Allah, are you happy with me or not? We have got all other worries, but the real worry is Allah Ta'ala happy with us. We don't have, I myself don't have that worry. So this is that when a person starts getting the pain of the love of Allah, then you see this beautiful garden, this majlis, and Hazrat says, hey, atai dost, behre dosta. That, oh Allah, that this is the special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his special friends through the barakat of his special friends. When they sacrifice their lives for the friends of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala reminds us, and very kindly Allah Ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma's sadiqin. Said, oh my friends, become my close friends. by inculcating taqwa, and where you will get this? By my true friends. Those that are sadiq and true in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not an outward show of the love of Allah. To speak about it is very easy. To listen is more easy. But the reality of it is all the time that a person is conscious. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Allah is watching me. Allah is with me all the time. And that consciousness you will get from the friends of Allah. Then see the special gifts that Allah ta'ala gives his friends. جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفرہ رش کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان اللہ اکبر. حضرت says when a person comes in such gathering and a person realizes that I have just wasted my life in useless trivial activities and worse in haram entertainment, and if a person, what is the essence of this gathering? To get the reality of making istighfar and tawbah and start crying. When such a person starts crying over his sins, then Allahu Akbar, the skies envy such a person. Said, look at this person, Allahu Akbar. Those tears that fall from his eyes are like beautiful stars that are falling. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that a hadith a qudsi, la'aninul muznibin, ahabbu ila Allah min zajalil musabbihin. At that time, Allah Ta'ala loves the crying of that person more than people that are engaged in their tasbih and reading subhanallah all the time. That is the far, and that crying of that person, how Allah Ta'ala loves. And so to say, Allah takes that person in his arms. And the need of the time, respected elders and friends, where we see what is the condition of the world, instead of talking about it as just a news item, we should engage in istighfar. We should engage in tawbah, in du'as. This is the need of the time for the ummah. And this was the concern of the Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he passed into the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And those that go into the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what we have to get from, and this we'll only learn from the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see, the skies will envy such people. Sekro ja ki hai barish har zama, aise jaan par jo fida ho tujh pe ya. That Hazrat is saying, ya Allah, thousands of lives can be sacrificed in every era. That a whole flood of thousands of lives can be sacrificed upon that one life that is loyal to the commands of Allah and stays away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That life is so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That life brings barakat on the earth. And all the other lives that are engaged in haram, and all those lives can be sacrificed. But for that one life that is concerned and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and for the whole ummah, as Allah Akbar, we learn from our Shaykh also, that just to make the dua, Allah maghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat, 25 times, 27 times, you become a mustajabu da'wat. So begging our forgiveness for the whole ummah's forgiveness, a person becomes a mustajabu da'wat. And the more closer a person becomes to Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't only make the dua for his friends, for his relatives, for insan, he makes dua for the whole creation. Said, oh Allah, send your mercy upon the creation. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this reality just comes in iota in my life, in all our lives. Jab bhi dekha hai sukooti aashika, unki khamooshi hai rashk ka baya. Then sometimes you see the friends of Allah, they are just quiet. And they are just looking down. You think this person is just quiet. He's just passing few moments. No. At that time, Hazrat says, the friends of Allah, they are quiet, but they are in such connection with Allah Ta'ala at that time. Allah, but at that time, qalbi dua, dua of the heart, which is so effective at that time. At that time, thinking and talking to Allah about His special favors, that how Allah is blessing us every split moment, we can't imagine. Hazrat says, if you only realize that at that time, thousands of bayans will be envious of that quietness and that solitude. And that is why many buzurgs have mentioned, Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen." Just be with the pious servants, because Allah's rahmat is descending. And when you be with that, have the desire and dua from Allah, that close connection and that fikr, that concern of your love that is in their heart must come into my heart. Then Hazrat has mentioned, Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah has mentioned, that person who can't benefit from my silent majlis, he will never benefit from my talking majlis. So Allah Ta'ala did not say you have to come in the company of the friends of Allah and listen to bayan only. No, we have to come and see their lives and take lessons how to sit and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is istighfar, what tawbah, what du'as, etc. جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس جسم خاک کی ہے فقط اے دوستو. Hazrat explains this life that Allah Ta'ala has given us. If we're not making an effort and sacrifice to get the true love of Allah, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Whoever realizes the great position of Allah, and we have to stand in front of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And a person, what is the sign of that? وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Now you control your passion and desires. It's like a fire, ball of fire taking you to haram. But here you get that strength in the company of the friends of Allah. You make your zikr, your tilawat regularly. Then see, to stay away from sin is not easy. Mazedar hote. It becomes enjoyable. Then Hazrat says, if you don't work for this, and you're just passing your life, like the kuffar, in hiya ila hayatina dunya, namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu bimabusin. Therefore, idea of life is totally concocted. That we got only one life, we must enjoy ourselves, have adventures. And we shouldn't look at their way of life. The real life is the life of the pious servants of Allah. Hazrat says, if you haven't worked for dard-e-dil, then you just got a body made of sand and water. Your body is worth absolutely nothing. The worth of your body is how much of the love of Allah comes in that heart. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. And for this now Hazrat explained, dil mera muttar rahe tere liye, hey yahi bas hasil har do jaha. Hazrat is explaining what is the sum total of life of both the worlds. That every moment a person is muttar, he is restless. Like Hazrat has explained many times, a muttar is, you cut a fowl halfway, and that fowl gets loose, and how you see it running restlessly. A person has to be concerned and worried. Oh Allah, please be happy with me. Oh Allah, please forgive me. So all the time a person must be restless to gain the happiness of Allah. And the true friends of Allah, Allah, but the closer they get, they say, oh Allah, if only you forgive me, that is a great thing. They don't, not like useless people like myself think, no, we're going to get high stages of Jannah. Yes, Allah is Kareem, we should beg Allah for that. But never ever think we deserve it. It is Allah's very special mercies and kindness that out of the love of Allah, out of His kindness, Allah grants it to whomsoever Allah desires without deserving it. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, this is the sum total of life. And we see the friends of Allah. They get up, not like myself, Hazrat explained, that even in our ibadat, we got nafs parasti. That now I get up for tahajjud because I got a problem, and then I feel now I got up for tahajjud, so Allah must do my work for me. No, we have to get up only for the pleasure of Allah, which is a very high stage, but at least we think of that, we make dua, we work towards that. Then we'll understand how Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah used to say, oh Allah, if I'm getting up for tahajjud to be saved from Jahannam, throw me in Jahannam. If I'm getting up to be entering into Jannat, then deprive me of Jannat. But if I'm getting up for you, oh Allah, please don't deprive me of your love. So Allah give us this reality from this Mubarak gathering. Jab se tera gham mila hai e khuda, rehta hai har waq akhtar shadma. Allah Akbar. Hazrat is explaining two contrast things, but look in the eyes of Allah. No opposite for Allah Ta'ala is impossible. Hazrat says that, oh Allah, from you, because of your kindness, sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I got your pain in my heart. I got that worry and gham that I mustn't displease Allah. On the one hand, it's a worry. But Hazrat says, the moment I got this worry, now I'm enjoying my life. Now I'm living a pleasurable life. But when a person doesn't have a worry that I'm involved in sin, as today it seems that the ummah is bare-ihsas, we got no feeling. One is a person commits a sin, it's a terrible thing. But you tell Allah, give tawfiq to make tawbah. One is guna, is not regarded as guna anymore. That is a very, very dangerous condition. Allah save me and all of us, that we gain this worry and pain of the love of Allah, then a person will have an enjoyable life in this world already. What can be said in the year after? Allah give us tawfiq.
We have one of our students here who graduated 3 years ago. Maulana Nurullah is from Paris, France, and mashallah is doing very good work there. He'll give us a little bit, a Karguzari report of the work that he's doing and the conditions there, inshallah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. So 3 years has passed already. And alhamdulillah, now since I came back to France, so I started Imamat in Maktab. And alhamdulillah, in the beginning, like how I was saying after Asr, in the beginning people never believed in the Maktab system. Because the Arab world, the Arab system, is only once a week, twice a week, only on Saturday or Sunday. And when we came with a new system from our, alhamdulillah, our ulama, and our system also, the Maktab system. So we proposed, we asked them, I want 5 days during the week. They say impossible. Our children are not used to it. And they're 8 a.m. to half past 4 p.m. they have school. So Maktab start only from half past 5. First group is half past 5 to 7 p.m. and the second group 7 p.m. to half past 8. This is Monday to Friday. And in the beginning we had only 7 or 8 students, and alhamdulillah, today after 3 years, not even 3 years, now we have more than 60 students. 60 students. Everyone else also, I was telling Marana also, that this year we had between 20 and 30 students in waiting list. I'm alone there. There's no other ulama. And even if there's maktab also, but there are non-ulama who are teaching the children. So alhamdulillah, myself, whatever we are learning here, we learned. We are trying to do the same thing there. And then I realized myself, before we used to hear from Bayan, like Mana Yusuf Biko, Tawad Barakatuhu, he used to say the maqtad of maktab is to have to safeguard the iman of the children. But when now you are in the field, now in the Maidan, now you understand. Now one day one child asked me, so in the last 5 minutes every day, we try to speak about like imani mudakara, only to speak about Allah. What is the meaning of la ilaha illallah? Only this, that Allah is ahad, what is tawheed, what is ahad, Allah is basir, what is the meaning of basir. So every day like this. So one child, he left his hand and asked me, Maulana, who is Allah? Who is Allah? And then this, I'm not saying that to animate here the majlis here. It is real. It's real, really. So I told him that, look, Allah is our God, our Lord. And then he's asking me, isn't the Christ our God? And the Father, of that same child is very pardoned in Salah. Every day, mashallah, first of all, Surah Al-Fajr. And today, if I forget to speak about Allah, the same child will remind me that Maulana, today you forgot to speak about Allah. So this, it is our daily. And most of the, I cannot say most of them, but many of the children, the mother are some like French women. And they became Muslim just because of nikah, because of marriage only, nothing else. And now today we have to see the father very far from them. Some fathers, they are not even coming to see me because they are drinkers. So now they feel too shy to meet the imam and the teacher of their child. So every time in the phone by messages, they say, no, don't worry, Friday will come. And well, Friday I'm waiting for him. And they say, no, don't worry, Monday will come. But never. Until now also, I never even met the father. But the mother, subhanAllah, they are very pardoned, but no hijab, nothing. And the same also, like children, daughters, they come in the madrasa with full hijab, alhamdulillah. And then we hope, inshallah, that maybe through the children, inshallah, they will change, inshallah, ta'ala. So this is our maktab system. So from Monday to to Friday. And then we have also maktab, but for once a week. I mean, like those children who come only once a week. So this it is on Saturday afternoon, 2:30 to 5:30. And then those children also, they come only once a week. So sometimes also because of sport and because of competition and something like this, they miss also that maktab also. And many times, like how I was saying also after Asr, sometimes we are shocked, we are asking the children, tell me how many salah there is during the day. They won't know. Sometimes they will say 3, sometimes they will say 4, sometimes even like more also. And then when we are listening to this, maybe the other children will laugh, but for us it is not like a joke, because it's very serious. And parents also, they are very, very fascinated. Just imagine that now, 40 years ago, no maktab, and until now also, if now we have to count all the makatib, they call it the Arab people, they call it the katatib, not makatib. As we call it like makatib, maktab, if you have to count, nothing. And there also, you know, maybe also in our country, if any mistake you are doing, they close down the madrasa. One place, they had about 300 students. And the teacher, he just shaved the hair of one child. That same child went to the police station, he complained, and they closed down the madrasa. So today, right there, 10 minutes by car from my place, so now 300 students, no more madrasa. So it is our halat. And there also, it's not like here, South Africa, alhamdulillah, in one masjid, now they turn. 1 week, I'm doing imamat. The next week is another maulana also, and there's a third week. And then after maybe 4 weeks, 5 weeks, alhamdulillah, and then the 10 came back. There we have to do everything also. Bayanat also, Jumu'ah bayan. We don't have time to prepare bayan, and we just take recording from our asatida, like from the website or any. We're just listening and then write it and just repeating whatever we learn from our mashayikh. And then this is about children. And then now about adults also. Adults, if it is the condition of the children, so the big people are a thing. Even maybe sometimes worse. Because children, they are ma'asum. But now big people, Allah, what was some of my students, they came, he came to me and told me, Maulana, you are speaking about zina as if it is like a big sin. Like now, we just heard now, like we are doing guna, but we don't even know that it is a guna also. For them, it's nothing. They don't feel, they can come for bayan, they can, the paban with salah, subhanAllah. They come for salah, they will listen to tafsir and hadith, but after this, they go back. Like how, myself, I was living there near Paris, and even knew myself what was Paris. But now when I went back, all my students now, they explained to me what is Paris. Now I understood that Paris is the Marquess of Shah. That maybe the worst place maybe in the world. But me, alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my whole day is full. Alhamdulillah. And we are trying also to help the younger, the youth, the big people. Even them also now they realize one old man, Asal from Tunisia. He came to me and told me, he said, Sheikh, I want to tell you something. I want only the mizaj of your shuyukh. I don't want something else. Subhanallah. And the Arabs, and if you know, they are very, the mizaj are very, very hard. And like to accept from like Asian background or Asian imam, it is not easy. But alhamdulillah, we are trying. And this year also, alhamdulillah, we started also Darul Ulum first year. Small, very small, not like here. We have only 5 students. And they come from very far also. Even for maktab also, I forgot to maybe, you see, إِذَا فُقِدَتْ وَعُرِفَتْ. When we lost some, when we don't have, or when we lost something, now we realize the value of it. For me, when I was here, like to see our asatiza, to see madaris, to see this kind of madaris, this kind of majlis, 3 years after. 3 years after I'm seeing now this kind of majlis. Wallahi, I never saw this. In the whole France, during 3 years, I never had the chance now, even now today, I have the chance, tomorrow I will be leaving. And I don't know even when I will have one more time chance to sit here. So people from Azadville, from around here, must take benefit, subhanAllah. And then, just to tell you, that because there is no maktab system, So some families, they live from 20 minutes from my place, but they come every day. And the father will sit with his child in the class to learn also Abba Tasa. And not like Asian or revert, Arab background. Arab themselves, they don't know how to read Quran. It is the halab of our country. It is not so easy, but alhamdulillah, through the dua also of our asatiza, our parents, we are trying inshallah to go forward inshallah. Allah give us inshallah ikhlas inshallah in the work inshallah. And I request from you, all of you inshallah, to make dua for us inshallah. Ta'ala. There's so many stories, but Rana asked me to tell you. So, because of my days are very full. So, when alhamdulillah, every morning I got the chance to sit in the mashwara with our maqami satis. So I don't have the chance to go for gasht. They go to jawla there. So I don't have the chance. So once we had 2 weeks of chutti, holidays. So that time I said, during 2 weeks I will close maktab. Then inshallah I will have time for myself, for my family also. And then I had time to take part in gasht. In my place, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes from the masjid, it is like we can say among the marakis of drugs. And zina and everything. Everything is there. I never even knew myself that I was so close to this kind of place. So one day I went for gasht, and then said, no, Maulana, for first time maybe now he's ready for gasht. Now he's not doing the Darmiyani in the masjid, he will go out. Now we need him now to go out and to see the halal there outside. Then I went there, it is next to like a sport place. So the Dalil, we call it the Dalil, the Rehdar told me, wait, Maulana, wait. You wait, and then I enter there and I will tell them something. He went there, why? Like as a muqaddimah. Because there is a woman there, there is smoking, drugs, everything. Just to make it better when the imam will enter there. So when I enter in that place, full of smoke. I cannot even breathe properly. Even when I went back to the masjid, I was coughing even the next day also. So much, and I never saw coughing like this. And only youth. Not like 17 years old. So 17, 18, 19, most, not more than 20 years old. All, only youth. And most of them, maybe 85, 90% are Muslims. Only Muslims. And few of them, like French, but non-Muslim. And then now, I'll speak to them. But when we see the halat now, you don't speak no more like how we do our gasht. Now we speak with your heart now. Like how you are so young and you're wasting your time. Time is so short. Now we can leave the world anytime also. Now we speak our heart from our heart. And then we think that the youth are not listening to us. Because they are in the world. But then the next day, 2 days after, you see the same youth coming to the masjid. SubhanAllah. And when you see him, he's coming to me in Miksanam, he's so happy. So happy to meet us, SubhanAllah. And then the halat is like this outside. Even I was telling Maulana also there. I don't know if you know, maybe the youngsters maybe will know here. Now, maybe here like Facebook, Instagram, like this, it is like a fitna. There is like a baby's fitna. Now it's like nothing. Now it's like a new application. New application, now they call it Tinder. I don't know if you know. Maybe Imam Ridwan will know, maybe. they call it Tinder. Tinder is a new application. It's worse than Facebook. That you go there and there's only pictures. Like a woman or man. And you just like with the touch screen, you choose. If you like it, you put I like it. And now you are waiting for the answer from the other side. If she said now like it, then straight away now appointment. But not appointment for you know what I'm talking about. This today is no more. Before, men used to go to woman, but he was shy also. Now is the opposite. Woman goes, and I have my students. I don't know if here in South Africa you have it. They call it VTC, like Uber, no Uber. Like a taxi. They call it like this. Uber, I don't know if it is here like this in English. So one of my students, he's working there. So sometimes he has to take some girls to go to the nightclub and all of this. And when they see like rings, a ring here in your finger that you are married. So for the woman, it is a challenge for her to get you down. It's like this. And the fitna is so... And some of our youth, our students, I'm speaking about my students, very mashallah, paban in salah, and now they're learning Quran, they're learning fiqh also. And they went also umrah with us. But when now they are back now in the mahal, it's too hard to come back. Too hard to come back to now, like to be paban in deen. Maybe they'll try and then come back. They're very, very hard. But alhamdulillah, we are trying whatever we learned here from our asatida. We are doing the same thing there, alhamdulillah. So every Saturday morning after Salatul Fajr, it is our majlis. But there also in our country, we don't use the word tazkiyah or the word tasawuf. We're just speaking about those topics, but without mentioning those type of words, everything. But alhamdulillah, people are really appreciate. Never before, like, people never used to speak about fitna of women, about gays and everything. But now, alhamdulillah, slowly now we are speaking about those topics. And alhamdulillah, we hope, inshallah, that Allah accepts, inshallah, ta'ala. And really, we request, inshallah, from all of you, inshallah, dua, inshallah, that Allah ta'ala make easy for us, inshallah. And Allah must give us ikhlas, inshallah, ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Just a few points that we came across, and it was very beneficial. I found it for myself, share it with everyone. Inshallah, we all will benefit. One was Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained a very beautiful point. He said that if you ask a hakim, a doctor, that when is a person baligh, when is he matured, so he will say that his sperm comes out, his money comes out, from that time he is baligh now. And if you ask some ahlullah, some people, mashayikh, that when is a person baligh, he will say when he comes out of sperm. That is the desires and demands of sperm. When he comes out of that, now he has become baligh. And the desires of that are not only sex and lust and that, but even name, fame, pleasures of this world, only making dunya our focus. When a person comes out of that, then he has become baligh. So from there we all can also see whether we have become baligh. And a person who has become baligh, where he bulugh, he has reached now Allah Ta'ala. That is a person who has become baligh. And that is a person who is a waliullah, who is a friend of Allah Ta'ala. When he comes out of this desire, the natural desires of a person, and we all have to work towards that continuously, that how we can come out of our desires. Desires of name and fame, desires of wealth and things of this dunya. And today sports has become such a modern religion. It has become a god sport. When are we going to come out of that? How many other things? Politics also, we have to be perhaps somewhat involved, but our heart must not be in there. Anything, administration, all connection with non-believers, with the government, that is in its place. But our heart must not be in there. What is necessary, everything, to go to the toilet is necessary. But instead, if somebody's heart is in the toilet, and he just enjoys sitting in the toilet, of necessity we have to go like that. Many other necessities also, like we have to go, for example, shopping also. It's a necessity. But now some people say, you go to shopping, there are women there, so what's wrong if women come to the masjid? That is what the logic is in there. So, or you, what's wrong now if you go to the beach? They also, you go to the beach, you see women there. So, what's wrong if you mix with women other places? It's completely of necessity. That is a different thing. So, Allah Ta'ala make it that we become baligh, that we come out of this thing here, and that we have to work towards it all the time.
that all these desires of this dunya, love of dunya, enjoyments of this dunya, that we come out of it, then we have reached Allah Ta'ala. And when a person, Allah blesses with that, then a person will really feel that, oh, how I wasted my life. Everything, what I was thinking is really a pleasure. And what's wrong with it? Also on that, all our Buzurgs have written, one is a person looks at life from his point of view. I have to enjoy life, everything. Now you look for every permissibility in the Quran, Hadith. That everything you look and you dig up and things which are not relevant also. You find something, this is proof. No, this is also sunnah. This is also permissible. No, the attitude must be, which is reality, we are the slaves of Allah. And we have to please Allah. And we have to find out what is it that pleases Allah Ta'ala. And really this coming to the Khanqah is also for that. Not to find points to justify what we are doing, but that how must we please Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala all the time. That is must be our object, that we are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. We become the slaves of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that a person, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, what was that point? Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Okay, we'll come to that point just now, inshallah, you'll remember. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that in a jumla insha'iyya, that is a jumla khabariyya, a sentence which gives information. That this happened, that happened, is the information. But he says, hidden in there is jumla insha'iyya. That it is, there is a command in there. So from that, if we take a lesson, that we get any news of anything, then don't just take it as a news item. Mm-hmm. In there is a command for us that we have to do something. We heard somebody is ill. Now don't take it just as a news item. Make dua for the person. And if it's necessary, take the precautions. A person was a smoker, now he's suffering from TB, he's suffering from some other lung problems. So take the lesson that we don't. And now we take the lesson and we tell other people also about it. So in this way, every news item that comes, there must be, we take some lesson, and there is a command in there. Somebody has passed away, now the command is in there, it's not just he passed away. But the command is in there that now we also have to prepare, make dua for the person and console the bereaved. And whatever we can help out, where it's necessary to help, we help out also. So all those things are also absolutely essential for us. Ji, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, the day or the time a person feels that today I pleased Allah, I've done this work of mine, my namaz or roza or whatever else, then that is the worst day of his life. And it is a day of mourning for him. He should be mourning his condition. Because who can please Allah as Allah is to be pleased? Allah is limitless. And Allah's ibadat also, who can reach there? And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, we could not worship you as you are supposed to be worshipped. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik, we cannot recognize you as you are supposed to be recognized. And the people, all who will be entering Jannat, will be entering only by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person won't be able to enter Jannat. If it was just by the justice of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Like if a person commits a crime, then he has to face the consequences. If that was the law of Allah and there was no forgiveness, then what should happen to almost every person? What should happen? But Allah Ta'ala has given for us, for all of mankind, the doors of forgiveness are open till when the sun will rise from the west. When the sun will rise from the west, then the door of forgiveness will be closed. But till then, it is open. And for every individual, until the clear signs of mort, the sakarat comes on a person. And now, his family is standing close to him, but he doesn't see them anymore. And who he was not seeing, the malaika, now he sees them. May it be in a good condition for us all. But till that time, after when he sees that, when that condition comes, then the doors of Tawbah are closed for that person also. So we should not be delaying. And regularly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I make 70 times, 100 times a day Tawbah istighfar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, completely ma'asum, free from every sin. Impossible for any sin. It was impossible. Allah made his condition such. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but to teach us, and we should take a lesson, that a first person who is completely free of sin, and he makes so many times Tawbah istighfar, how much should I not be making? And how much are we making Tawbah istighfar? And Allah is so merciful. When we sincerely ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah readily forgives. Allah is keen to forgive. Allah wants to forgive. So we should all the time be making Tawbah istighfar. And Allah give us tawfiq also to read the dua now in Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. At least once a day that we should try and read this dua. We shouldn't just be unmindful of it. And also the other dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. That Allah Ta'ala keeps us safe for the month of Ramadan, and keeps Ramadan also safe and good for us. And then whatever we have earned in Ramadan, we store it up, and it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare in this way, inshallah. So this month are very mubarak, the month of Rajab, Sha'ban, and then this month here, our namazes, we try and work as much as possible on our namazes, on all our ibadat, getting it in order. In the month of Sha'ban, with month of Tawbah and Istighfar, and then we go full swing into the month of Ramadan, be well prepared, and from the start be properly in the group. May Allah give us tawfiq, give us that jazba. Also, Manana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, a person wrote that he's not like motivated for ibadat, or he's not like getting the enjoyment, and this is a condition with many of us. Many ask this question. So Hazrat said, the thing is that we must, the ibadah that we are supposed to do, just keep on doing that. We keep on doing that, then on each time, that motivation, that enjoyment, that will also come. And that is not the object. Allah doesn't want us to have that enjoyment. He wants the ibadah. So whether we enjoy it or we don't enjoy it, whether we feel motivated or not, but what we have to do, we are slaves of Allah. What we have to do, a slave, there are many things that he does not like, but he has to do it. Whatever the command the master gives to him, he has to do. So we are slaves of Allah. It is not that what I get enjoyment, what I understand, what the master tells the slave to do, that he has to do. A beautiful story which our Shaykh repeatedly used to tell us of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh. Master told the slave, the king, that jump into the pool, water dam, and don't get wet. So he didn't tell him that, are your screws right, are you mad or something. He jumped immediately. And when he asked him, I told you your clothes must not get wet, he asked, maaf. They got wet, maaf. He didn't say that, what do you think, that if you go in the water, then my clothes have to get wet. That is a slave like that. That we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. That whatever Allah Ta'ala told us to do, we do it. We make mistakes, then we say, Ghufranak. That we, oh Allah, forgive us for our mistakes. But we do what we have to do. And where we err, then we ask for forgiveness in that. Not try and justify it, it's not logical, it makes sense at all. This doesn't make sense, that doesn't make sense at all. Ulama have written that if our deen was according to logic, then when we make masa on the leather socks, then we shouldn't make masa on the top. We should make masa on the bottom. The top is clean. The bottom gets dirty. So we should have to make masa on that. But our deen is not on logic. Our deen is what the commands of Allah and His Rasul are. We accept that. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.